Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, here in the UK, it is dark and dreary, but there has been a recent colourful scientific discovery to brighten up the day, as a new flamboyantly dressed dinosaur has recently been described by scientists at the University of Portsmouth and the State Museum of Natural History in Germany. I'm Eva Higginbotham, and I heard the story from lead scientist on the project, Dave Martill.
This new dinosaur that we've described is a fossil that's actually, it's a very, very ugly fossil. It does not look pretty. It's a mess of bones and remnants of fossil soft tissues preserved on two slabs of limestone. And the fossil has got some interesting aspects to it. The bones clearly tell us that the animal is a dinosaur, and an analysis of the details of the bone tells us that it's a meat-eating dinosaur. They're called theropods. This little fossil that we have, it's about the size of a chicken. But there are aspects of the soft tissues that are preserved that are unlike anything we've seen on a dinosaur before. And these soft tissues, they are structures which are rather hair-like, and they might be the precursors of feathers. And they're arranged along the back of the animal and form a mane, quite a large mane. They're also found on the bones of the arm all the way down to the wrist. It looks as though the animal had hairy arms. And there are also some rather elongate structures that stick out of the shoulder, like stiffened ribbons. And these are something that we've never seen before on dinosaurs. They neither look like a feather nor a piece of fur. They seem to be some part of the skin that's grown a structure that probably is used for attracting mates. It might be a part of what we call sexual dimorphism, where animals differ, where males have elaborate structures for attracting mates, like a peacock has a very elaborate tail.
What's this little guy's name, and where did you find him?
It's Ubirajara. I didn't find him. He was found in Brazil, but I know exactly where he comes from. He comes from a region known as the Araripe Basin, which is in northeast Brazil, and this is a locality which is famous for all sorts of fossils, from dinosaurs, pterodactyls, fossil fishes, and fossil plants, all from the Cretaceous period. So there are these two horizons in Brazil, one with fossils found in nodules, where they're preserved three-dimensionally, and one where they're preserved crushed, but still pretty perfectly. And our animal is from the lower level, and this is called the Crato Formation. And the fossils in there are really, really beautiful, except that they are always crushed flat. This one is crushed flat, and it's actually less beautiful because it looks as though it arrived in the lagoon already partially decomposed, in a bit of a state.
So this fossil has a sort of mane. Is it kind of like a lion's mane? And you said that's the first time you've seen something like that before. Why do you think that is?
We've certainly seen small dinosaurs from the Cretaceous with a pelt, what looks like a fur-like covering. But we have never seen the fibres or the fur on a dinosaur with a mane. We've never seen it. On this animal, it's not a mane around the neck like a lion's mane. This is a mane which is biggest and best developed over the back. And so it might have looked a little bit like on a Spinosaurus, where it's got that big keel along its back. It might have looked a little bit like that, but instead of being supported by bone, this was a structure made of a fur-like material.
He sounds like a punk rock dinosaur. He's got these spikes going along the back.
I'm surprised that actually some of the media didn't catch up on that, because it does look like the sort of punk haircuts that you used to see. Great fun. The thing that is really, really cool about this animal are these structures sticking out from the shoulder region. We've never seen these on any dinosaur before, or indeed on any other animal. They stick out from the shoulders very, very straight, but they're very elaborate. I mean, they stuck out quite a way from the shoulder.
Amazing, very flashy sounding dinosaur.
We suspect that they were coloured as well. There'd be little reason in having these things unless they were colourful.
That was Dave Martill, and the paper detailing that discovery is in the journal Cretaceous Research.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.